Oh boy. Hey, my name is Chris Johnson, and you know what I don't understand? I don't understand people and their relationships. And what I'm referring to here is typically romantic relationships. I don't understand how people meet other people. I don't understand how they get involved. I don't understand the song and dance that they go through to stay involved. And I don't understand how they refer to themselves and their relationship on social media. I just don't get it. You know, there's a term, Facebook official. You know that fucking term? It's when two douchebags announce on Facebook that they're in a relationship. And then everybody jumps all over. They're like, ooh, Facebook official, whoa. And I always think like, are you sure you want to do that? Because now not only do I know you're dating somebody, but when you break up, which is probably going to happen because odds are it's going to happen, then I'm going to know that you broke up. Then I'm going to see vague book posts. Vague book is one of my favorite terms, or vague booking. It's when you make these intentionally vague posts on Facebook, like that are designed to get people to ask what's wrong. Like somebody breaks up and you're like, man, I didn't think that people could be so cruel, ... frowny face. And then all these other people comment underneath and like, oh my God, what happened? And then it's like, text me, I'll tell you later. Like, should I be seeing that? Look, unless you're going to go all out and tell me what fucking happened, then don't put that fucking vague book douchey post on there. I think that's what separates me from those people. I put out a podcast, I'm going to fucking tell you exactly what's on my fucking mind. Maybe you'll think it's whiny. I don't think so. Maybe you'll think that it's douchey. I don't think so. Maybe you won't like it. Maybe you're surprised how I can be so upfront about all this shit. But one thing is for sure, it's going to be fucking real with me, and I'm just going to fucking tell you what's on my fucking mind. I hate that vague shit. But people do it all the time. It's like the thing. I was in a relationship when Facebook came around, so we just kind of put on the Facebook that we're in a relationship because it was there. It was already fucking happening. It was already underway. Then when we got married, we just changed it to married. Then when she left, I didn't fucking do anything. I took down some old posts. I took down the fact that we were fucking married. I took down all the pictures of us. I didn't post anything about it. I even felt weird about taking down the pictures, though, because I thought, like, man, people are going to notice this, and then they're going to ask me fucking questions. I don't want people asking me questions about it. I don't want to talk about it. I didn't want to bring any attention to it. I thought how my ex-wife left me was fucking terrible, and I've talked about it in several podcasts, but I didn't want that whole fucking flurry of activity on like my Facebook timeline or on fucking Twitter or on any of that shit. I just didn't want to do it. I didn't want people trashing her. Not that I think she didn't deserve it or any of that. It's just I don't want to set that precedent. I don't like that shit. I don't know if people can fucking do it. Because then what happens if you get back together? Now, I'm not getting back together with my ex-wife. Don't worry about that. But then, like, if you get back together with a person after fucking bashing them, I think, like, wow, you're a fucking idiot. That happened to me once. Like, somebody posted on Facebook that, like, I'm separating from my husband or whatever the fuck. And I thought, I was, like, upset by that. I'm like, oh, my God, no. You guys were great. So I posted, like, you know, I'm sorry. Let me know if you need anything. Which is, I know, kind of a fucking, like, half-assed thing. But, like, you know, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? It's all I had in the chamber. It was the only bullet I had in the fucking chamber, so I shot it. And she's like, thanks, but I don't know if it's going to be okay. And then, like, 2 days later, everything was fine. And I thought to myself, wait a minute. I felt bad for you, goddammit. Now you guys are fine? Why the fuck did you post it online, you fucking asshole? Jesus. The fuck? Was it just for fucking attention? Like, I get to a point where, like, I get disgusted with myself for, like, falling into the trap. Because I don't have, like, a huge group of Facebook friends. So, like, a lot of them I know relatively well. So, like, I'll actually feel bad if they're in a relationship that's about to get broken up. I'll feel bad about that. I've been there. It sucks. A lot of people have been there. So, like, when it's your friend and you're trying to offer some kind of support, and then they just say, like, yeah, I don't know if it's going to work out. And then 2 days later, everything's all right. I think, wow, you're a jerk off, and why do I talk to you? I can't see myself ever doing anything like that. The last time I went out with somebody, I didn't post shit on fucking Facebook. Nobody even knew who the fuck she was. People still don't know who the fuck that girl was. It was a mystery. It's a big mystery, and guess what? It's gonna fucking remain a mystery, because I'm not gonna fucking draw attention to her. Another thing that displays that I don't get is how quickly others bounce back from relationships. They'll be in one relationship, they'll get fucking cheated on, and then they'll be in another relationship in 6 months. And I'll look at that and just fucking marvel, like, whoa, how the fuck did you do that? Where did you find this person? Is that possible? Because for me, it's not possible. I take a long time to get over shit. My ex-wife left. It took me 14 months to go out with somebody. And then she left, and I haven't been out since. It's been another 14 months. So I guess maybe I'm due. But fuck that. I don't feel damaged, because that's like the wrong way to put it. But like, I feel like I don't want to do it again. I don't know how people can keep doing that. It's very interesting to me. And it shows how I am very different from almost everybody. I just can't do it. I don't want to take that fucking swing again. And I'm just not going to fucking settle for some pile of shit. Are people settling? Is that why they're doing this? Do they just fucking settle because they don't think they can get anything else or anything better or what they want? I'm honest and upfront. I don't know what the fuck I want. I don't know what the fuck I can get. I don't care. That's where I'm at. Other people, though, not like that. They're looking. They're looking, and they want you to know that they're looking, and they want you to know when they're having a bad fucking day. They want you to know all that shit. I always feel like if I post all that bullshit and then recover from it the next day, I'm going to feel like a complete fucking moron once I realize what I fucking did. You want to whine to me about your relationships or tell me that you're official? You can do that on Twitter at Johnson Hates You. Knock yourself out. Follow every single episode on Podbean, the website or the app. Every goddamn episode is there. You can also follow on Apple Podcasts and Google Play, and keep an eye out. Every Sunday and Wednesday, new episodes are coming.